tossing high atop the San Francisco skyline. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Welcome, welcome. It has been a very interesting Tuesday afternoon. The world of the NFL has been making us lean forward since about 9 a.m. this morning, our time, with these owner meetings that could, within this hour, finally conclude all the stadium in Los Angeles speculation. Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show. I'm sure you've been working hard, doing whatever it is you do to work hard for your honey, to bring home the bacon, to fry it up in a pan. While you were working today, the NFL owners got to work on a vote. And it looks like Roger Goodell got to work on a little consensus building. And it looks like a peace bridge was built between the Chargers and the Rams, and the Raiders and Mark Davis will exit gracefully with an incredibly attractive go-get-yourself-a-stadium-in-Oakland package when he comes back to try to figure things out here in Northern California. I got a guy on Twitter whose handle is YOLO Ono, which I got to admit is pretty darn good. YOLO Ono, it's a good Twitter handle. He says, Damon sounds so desperate to break news on his show, I'm ready to call this a done deal, and the owners haven't even voted. Well, I'm not desperate to break news, and don't think for a second I'm going to sell you a single thing that we broke news. The only people who will be breaking news are standing in Houston at the meeting, relaying the information from the meeting. They're breaking the news. What we're desperate to do is end this conversation, which should have been halted years ago. I'm desperate for this to be over. That's the only desperation I have. We are not pretending that we're breaking a single thing here, but we want to relay the news that everybody who is an Oakland Raiders fan has been waiting for a very, very long time.
Ian Rappaport also saying Raiders have bowed out.
There you go.
So reportedly.
When Charles Robinson is reporting, not sources say, but that he has confirmed Chargers, Raiders, Englewood, or excuse me, Chargers, Rams, Englewood, Raiders will bow out gracefully. That's as close to the actual conclusion of this as we've come.
Certainly the closest developments to the Raiders staying in Oakland. I mean, everything so far has been pointing that direction.
Right. Here's the deal. We don't know really what's going to happen or where it's going to happen in L.A. yet, but it looks like for sure it's happening without the Oakland Raiders.
Jason Cole reporting now, NFL is finalizing resolution of Rams and Chargers to allow them to relocate to L.A. All the details are now being worked out.
There you go. So thank you to you, Gianna. Thank you to Jason Cole. And hopefully this is wrapped up by the end of this hour. And let me tell you what's going to happen. The vote will come down at the exact minute we're getting Harrison Barnes on the air at 5:30. I know how live radio works. Rarely is it cooperative. But we will have Harrison at 5:30, either for the normal amount of time or a short amount of time if this news actually comes down. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Frankie in the East Bay. How are you, Frankie?
Good. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I think it's actually a blessing that the Raiders are staying in that dump of a stadium because, I mean, take a look what happened at the 49ers. I don't know if it's a coincidence that ever since they moved to Santa Clara, they suck, but I think the atmosphere has changed, and I think just overall the whole team experience has changed. And, I mean, I don't think they're going to get that $200 million. I think they would get the $200 million if they find a way to stay in Oakland.
Let me tell you how they get $200 million. Make a couple playoff appearances in consecutive seasons and watch the investors start leaning forward and coming to Mark Davis asking how they can help. Winning greases the skids of progress more than anything else in the world of sports. And if you don't believe me, I can promise you Levi Stadium does not exist without Jim Harbaugh's success. I promise you that doesn't get done in Santa Clara as quickly as it did without the success the Niners enjoyed in the years leading up to it. The Raiders are turning the corner from didn't matter at all to starting to matter again. That is the first step back to mattering, taking a step back to mattering. Raider Nation and Raider prestige has been cornered for so long that we forgot how big it is. It's huge. This is one of the biggest, loudest fan bases that has very little reason. The reason why so many Raider fans have been painted as annoying is because those who were still blustery were blustery over nothing. Like, blustery Raider fans used to be talking in blustery, chesty ways about great football teams. Now you got blustery, chesty on a team that's just getting its ass kicked and playing embarrassing brands of football year after year after year after year after year after year. You know, if you're the guy who's going to talk smack when you're down 14 on the basketball court, you're not a great smack talker. You don't know when to pick and choose your moments. You know, oh, I love Gary Payton. All he did is run his mouth. Yeah, but he backed it up by being one of the best point guards ever. You know, if all you do is run your mouth no matter what while you're getting your ass kicked, you sound like a moron. The Raiders aren't getting their ass kicked anymore. Raider fans sounding excited about their team, they don't sound like morons anymore. They sound like they're paying attention to a young team that's getting better and hopefully is about to ditch this notion of, are they leaving? If you're asking me what's really held the Raiders back, it's the whole, they got L.A. might happen, which kind of prevented anyone who's got a little dignity about them from really getting too excited about anything. Let's say Danny, who's been doing an incredible job producing this show, is maybe leaving it on Friday. How much time am I going to invest in me and Danny's relationship if he's maybe leaving on Friday? Now, I'm not going to back all the way out because he said maybe, right? He said maybe, so maybe he stays. So I'm not going to completely ignore him, but I'm not going to sit here and be a season ticket holder to the guy who's about to leave. If we can just prevent the Raiders from standing at the bus stop, that would be great. Just get off the bus stop. Let us know you're staying, and it looks like that's going to happen. All of the tea leaves are starting to come back. Oakland is where you stay. Thank goodness. I don't know if it's time to celebrate. I absolutely want an official vote on this before it's all said and done. But 1 + 1 = 2, and it looks like the two teams leaving ain't you, Raiders. Let's go to E-Man, calling from Redwood City. E-Man.
How's it going, Damon? Hi, Gianna.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, I just want to say a couple things about the Raiders. I completely, 1,000% agree with you when you said, if Mark Davis does not do anything after this, once they decide they stay in Oakland, I will personally flip a switch. I'll go berserk. It's insane.
Right. I mean, at that point, he should be forced to sell. If he still can't figure this out here, I mean, there should be a, like, we're blackballing you at our next meeting. Go away.
Yeah, I'll boycott the games. We're already getting lucky enough to come back to Oakland. Something I've always grown up an Oakland Raider fan. I was born in 96 when they came from L.A. to Oakland. So I wasn't able to see him in Los Angeles. But I've always been an Oakland Raider fan. If he doesn't make it happen, I'll flip a switch.
Thank you very much. Maybe flip a bird. That's about it.
Sorry. just real quick to that guy, Frankie, that called a little while ago. I guarantee you, bro, that the Oakland Raiders, if they do rebuild the stadium, it will way more have a much more football-y feel than Levi's Stadium.
Oh, there's no, you know, I got a story here that we haven't been able to get to, but it's about how wired up and dialed in the Kings' new stadium. Let me tell you, the Kings are building their backfire right now. The Kings are building the stadium that's going to make sure you're not watching the Kings but are on your cell phone, which is the single biggest mistake of Levi's Stadium. Levi's Stadium invites you to not watch football at every single turn. And that's what the Kings look like they're doing. When the Warriors build their court, I mean, we're in the Bay Area. I expect connectivity to not be an issue anywhere I go.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it just shouldn't be an issue anywhere, period, end of story. So having great Wi-Fi is like, I mean, it's like, oh, well, yeah, we also have the Bay and we also have Alcatraz. Duh, of course we have that. It's the Bay Area. But the biggest mistake that could be made is if they make this thing, look at your phone all night.
Right.
Look at your phone all night. The Warriors do a very good job keeping attention on the court at Oracle. They better do that same thing.
Sam Farmer now reporting vote coming down in 5 minutes.
Vote coming down in 5 minutes. All right, Sam Farmer. Los Angeles Times.
2 minutes ago, so in the next, I would say, 5-ish to 10 minutes, we might have an answer.
Let's get this thing done. Raider Ray, calling from the North Bay. What's going on, Raider Ray?
How we doing, baby?
You tell me.
So check it out. I said this since about 2 years ago. They got a big game going down in about 3 weeks. And it's going down in Santa Clara, and the first 10 rows, you agree with me, are going to be all the Silicon Valley's finest. When they hit that tunnel after they had their exciting, best hot dog they've ever had in their life, they're going to be walking by all the concessions and thinking about all the coin that they could make if they jump on the wagon just up north. So I'm telling you, right after that game, somebody's coming out of the Silicon Valley with some pretty, pretty dollars. And it's going to make this last bit happen, because I'll tell you what, Mark Davis doesn't have $1 billion in his pocket. And everybody out there thinks he does, and he wants to go move that $1 billion. He doesn't have it.
No, he doesn't have it. No. Well, here's the thing. No one thinks he does. Everyone knows he doesn't have it. You know, and there are some people saying, like, do we owe Libby Schaft a huge thanks if this doesn't happen? Or do you owe Mark Davis a huge thanks? I mean, yes, if you want to thank someone's business incompetence that saved you, yeah, go ahead. If Mark Davis were a better owner, he would have made it to L.A. L.A. was a huge prize. Oakland, I'm not saying is the booby prize, but it was his plan B. Believe me, it was plan B. Now, he will spin it as it's plan A. We never wanted to leave anyways. You know, and Mark really has been savvy enough to play that to where he can come back and be like, yeah, what a victory. And he will, and they will. And the face painters and the morons will buy it. Anyone with a little savviness about them will be like, look, dude, we all know why you're here. It's because you weren't asked to join the reindeer games. But that doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If our goal was this team stays here, really doesn't matter how you reach your goal, I guess. Raider Damien. What's going on, Raider Damien?
Hey, this is Raider Damien out here in Pleasanton, and I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. I've been a Raider fan since 1970, been going to games my whole life, been in the black hole this year, and I just, man, I hope they stay right here. I don't see it going the other way, and if they're needing a plot of land to get away from the Oakland A's because they can't make a deal, what about right out here in the Tri-Valley? There's a huge plot of land out on the 580 corridor.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, and that's close enough to where you can still call them the Oakland Raiders. They don't need to be called the Tri-Valley Raiders or the Golden State Raiders. The truth is, they should build right where the Coliseum sits right now. Coliseum needs to be torn down, and they need to build a boutique, state-of-the-art, 55,500 that can be expanded maybe 60 or something like that, and make it a football stadium that is about the football game you're watching, not how quickly you can download the latest outrage over what banner is flying over your stadium today, calling your owner out. Oh, excuse me, that's another team. Steven in Oakland. How are you, Steven?
Hey, how you doing, Damon?
Doing well.
It's a glorious day in Oakland town. I want to tell all the barkeeps to open up the tab, let all the ale pour through the streets. There's going to be dancing down Boulevard tonight, Damon.
Well, and what I really want is for the Raiders to let everyone know instantly, and I don't care if this hurts their negotiating position with the city of Oakland. I don't want to hear about, well, we might move to San Antonio, or, you know, St. Louis needs an NFL team now. If the Raiders publicly connect themselves to any city other than Oakland, may God have mercy on all of them. I mean it. Like, I don't want to hear another city as a possible landing site for this franchise ever again. Ever. I don't want to hear it. Get your house in order. Get it right. Because if you build it, they will come. Unless, of course, you build it in Santa Clara, in which maybe 45% show up once the team loses its soul. David in San Francisco. What's going on, David? How are you?
Hey, David. How you doing, man?
Doing well.
Good, good, good. I am ecstatic. I've been a season ticket holder for a long time, and about 3 years ago when I had my first kid, I stopped. I said, they're going to L.A. I'm not going to pay any more money. And you know what? Now I'm going to pay that fee and go back as a season ticket holder. I don't mind giving my money to someone who's staying in Oakland. And Mark Davis is like Tommy Boy at the end of the movie. And I'll leave it at that.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Yeah, even though he's a stumbling, bumbling, borderline, unqualified, hit the DNA lottery, lucky to be here, he gets to walk away a winner. It's not bad. It's a pretty darn good analogy. Bleacher Dave calling from Watsonville. Bleacher Dave.
Damon Bruce. I like this Damon Bruce. I like this Damon Bruce a lot, man. This is now's the time. I mean, I think there is a window here now for both teams, given the demographic changes in Oakland and East Bay, given the overall interest rate environment, given where people's heads are at. Both of these teams and both of these owners need to come up with a plan to make it happen, because this moment will surely pass if they don't grab it by the horns and make it go down.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. I mean, I don't want to hear another delay. I don't want to hear another city's name. I don't want to hear a single zip code outside of 510. I mean, it's time to take this direction and stay in it. You know, it's not time to swing the arrow out again and point to the other cities that you could now move to. Do not do that. Get your ticket base fired up. Get your season ticket holders fired up. Do you realize that the Golden State Warriors have a season ticket base of about 14,500 and a waiting list of 20,000 people? So don't tell me there's no money in Oakland. Because NBA tickets officially for the defending champ will never, ever, 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 never be cheap. Make it happen. Make this thing happen. Mark Davis's inability to blaze his own trail to LA could be the best thing to ever happen to the Oakland Raiders. Like I said yesterday, no hard feelings. No finger pointing. The only thing we're waiting for is for a vote that conclusively shows us that this issue is done and in the books and decided. And then you can go ahead and pop a little champagne. Should we have an intern run out for some booze? Like, seriously, we should celebrate this if this all happens, man. I mean it. Damon, why can't Mark Zuckerberg get involved by part of the Raiders? End of story. What do you think? I don't think Zuckerberg's the right guy based on where his interests seem to lie. But someone like him, I mean, there are so many wildly wealthy people here that just putting two of them in a room together who might want to invest in building a new stadium that would now, it would be so easy. I mean, I could have a child draw a blueprint that would instantly be a cooler stadium than Levi's. Outcooling Levi's would be done based on location alone. I mean, the minute San Francisco and Oaklandites, and the minute, you know, us, not the South Bay, but the minute the North Bay has its own stadium to go to, outside of I'm a Niner fan and I'm obligated to have to drive to frickin' Santa Clara, outside of that guy, outside of that family, all business will be conducted in a new stadium in Oakland. It's where every concert will want to go. It's where every entertainer, traveling road show, whatever, will want to be. It'll be the preferred choice for ticket buyers. The potential for operating a successful stadium, state-of-the-art place, right where the damn Coliseum sits right now. It's got crazy potential. Like, there's no way you'll lose a dime on it, not never potential. So please, get it done. Raider Nation goes all the way to New York. This is Dino calling from Rochester. What's going on, Dino?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm very excited about the news. It looks like they're going to stay in Oakland. I think that's better for the team in the long run. And I apologize if you already went over this, but can you tell me what are the hurdles they have to do to get rid of the A's? How is that going to work out? I know they have a 10-year lease.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's anything specifically the Raiders can do. It will be dependent and beholden on the A's to finally conduct themselves like a Major League Baseball team and get off the welfare teat that they cling to and make your own future in this world. Like, stop looking for a handout. You're a Major League Baseball team. Act accordingly. They've got a 10-year lease, a one-year rollover 10-year lease that can be broken if they find their own way of the world. But, you know, that's the thing. It takes ownership to give a damn about its fans wanting to commit to a real fan experience and a real ballpark experience and a real major league experience. And right now, between Lou Wolf and John Fisher, you got can't try it all and doesn't help a lot. And that's not hating. That's fact. Absentee ownership. All right. So we're 5 minutes, way past 5 minutes. We're 5 minutes past your 5 minutes. Anything, Gianna?
Nothing's particularly. I think the official news, though, is coming down that the Raiders have withdrawn their relocation request.
Oakland Raiders, write that down. Harrison Barnes joins us on Tuesdays when the schedule permits. It permits. We're going to talk to Harrison next. And if we do have breaking news, believe me, we'll wrap things up with Harrison quickly to bring you the latest from Los Angeles. But the Raiders have never looked more like the Oakland Raiders in the last handful of seasons than they do right now with all the news coming out of this L.A. relocation story. Stay tuned. We got a lot more for you right after this on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Get to Harrison Barnes as soon as he calls on in. We should be talking to him in just a little bit. Damon, did you ever see that white-haired guy behind home plate at almost every game? That's Lou Wolf, by the way. It's not absentee ownership. Yeah, absentee ownership has nothing to do with physical location, genius. It has to do with, do you reinvest in your team? Do you spend appropriately? And the answer on both fronts is no. It is wildly unacceptable. But I don't even want to get into that because Lou Wolf officially matters the least of Oakland owners today. Mark Davis and what's happening with him matters the most, and it really does look like, even though we've yet to hear the official vote, as Gianna's reporting, the Raiders are staying in Oakland, and it looks like the Rams and the Chargers will be heading to Inglewood, even though they voted, the LA Relocation Committee did, that Carson was the better project. So this is still kind of nuts, but it looks like the Raiders aren't going anywhere, which is very, very good, if you ask me. Harrison Barnes, man, he's going places. There's a guy with a future, a bright future. He joins us once again on the Damon Bruce Show to talk about what is going on with the Warriors. Congratulations on another impressive road trip. Those three games away from Oracle were very good, and the return to Oracle last night, also good. Harrison, thank you. How good are you feeling about the way you're playing right now?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know, it feels amazing just to be on the court. One, you know, be, you know, somewhat healthy and out there playing with the guys. But two, to be able to, you know, get wins, get back in the flow of things and just continue off this momentum that we've had. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
You know, they say the hardest step in any journey is like that first step. When you were on your road to recovery, what's the most difficult step? The first day you're walking into that training table or like when you're about to hop off the training table and get back into game shape? What's the most difficult part of the recovery?
The most difficult part of the recovery for me was getting back on the court. You know, and when you first have the injury and you're just laid up and you can't walk and all that type of stuff, you can't really, you don't have a measuring stick of where you want to be. But when you first get back on the court and you're used to doing certain things and you can't do it, and then you start to compensate and develop bad habits and you're trying to break those habits, that was the hardest part.
Harrison Barnes here on 95.7 The Game. Is anybody 100%, like, after the season starts? Is anybody like, oh, you know, I dipped down to 90%. Now I'm back to 100% because we had two games. I mean, I don't think anybody's 100% pretty much after game number one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that, you know, everyone's at 100%. You know, throughout the season, there's so many, you know, guys get banged up. They're dealing with little minor aches and pains. And then, you know, obviously some guys have, you know, major injuries where they have to sit out, so... It's just whatever guys can tolerate. That's how much they go out there and play. And sometimes rest is better than, you know, trying to go out there and play through.
Harrison, it looks like we might have a minor injury. And please, I don't want to impress anyone with my tolerance for whatever pain Draymond Green might be in. But Draymond might sit the next two games. And it looks like this could be one of the first moments of Popovich-ing a healthier player than it is resting due to real injury concern. What do you think about Draymond sitting coming up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he knows his body. So I'm sure, you know, he's talked to the training staff. And, you know, if it was probably up to his decision, I'm sure he would play. But, you know, the training staff wants to make sure that, you know, they do what's best for, you know, him in the long term. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, we're sure that when he comes back to the court, he'll be feeling better than he is now and he'll be ready to go.
I tell you, I understand the concept of resting players. There's part of me that totally gets it. There's another part of me that really doesn't like it at all. Michael Jordan took zero healthy scratches in his career, you know, and if you do want to rest guys, it usually happens at the end of careers. But, you know, I guess there's so much money, there's so much investment, there's so much future potential in guys. Maybe being a little cautious early is the right thing to do. I'm betting it's a tough sell to Draymond, though. It must be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough sell to anyone. I mean, we were kind of unusual in the fact that we're banged up so early, so, you know, we had a lot of guys, you know, playing a lot of minutes. You know, you look at him, Steph, Clay, you know, playing heavy minutes. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're accumulating that type of stress, you know, it adds up, and it might not hit you now, but it might hit you later in the season. So I think our training staff is trying to do a good job of just monitoring that and saying, look, you know, we'd love for you to go out there and play every single game, but at the end of the day, we want you at your peak. You know, come to playoff time, once you're healthy, once you're rested. So if you need to sit out a game or two now or a game or two later, you know, in the next coming months, that's what we're going
to
do.
Harrison, you getting back to your peak. I like that baseline drive you put down last night. That's as aggressive a play as I've seen you make to the lane since you returned from injury. That feel good?
It felt good. Still don't quite have the explosion I want, but, you know, I was getting there, and, you know, hopefully I can just continue to build every single game and, you know, maybe dunk again. That'd be nice.
I bet you it happens. I bet you dunk before I do. I'll give you that much.
It's a coin toss right now.
By the way, how long does it take to practice that pass that you threw to Mo Spates last night off the front of the rim? That must take forever to get that right in practice.
Man, it's really a precision thing. You know, it's just, I mean, timing it up just right there, just letting it drop right to Mo, and then I'll just play for a three. You know, it's just a good hockey assist.
When's the last time you straight up thought, like, wow, I can't believe I shot that, and, like, they pay me well to do this? That looked like it came from high school, Harrison Barnes. When's the last time you shot something and was like, geez, that was on TV, wasn't it?
Oh, last night, for sure. For sure. I mean, that three was, like, you know, it feels good. You know, you already, you know, kind of starting to trot back, and it was like, oh, my gosh, that was not of any of the realms of possibility, which I thought that would end. And I just kind of laugh it off and keep it moving because, you know, Clay saved me on that.
It was a good moment again. And I tell you, this team looks like it's as unbeatable a unit as you're going to find when you get the supporting cast to start playing well around you. What's it mean to see Mo Spates get his game back in the last few weeks?
Man, you know, it's been great. You know, me and Mo, we talk a lot, you know, just about, you know, staying ready. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, he'll play a lot, and then some games he may not play, and some games when he does play, you know, he's missing shots. So, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, he's, you know, stayed professional. You know, he works very hard, and, you know, seeing him kind of come out there and, you know, have 6 points in the fourth quarter, then that was huge.
You know, we've always said that the traveling that happens on an athlete is part of what he does. I've known professional athletes who have said, look, man, next time an athlete tries to sell you that the road trip is hard, don't buy it, because it's four-star travel. You never go through security. You're in a private plane, four-star hotels, with one exception. There is one officially tough road destination in the NBA, and it's your next one, Denver. There's altitude. There's a long trip from the airport. There's usually weather that makes it even longer. Is Denver the biggest pain in the rear end road trip in the NBA?
Well, I can assure you, no matter what type of hotel you're staying in, a one-star or a five-star, it doesn't change the altitude. I mean, that's tough to go play in. And, you know, you come here, you have to just be ready for that. And they always get a little winded probably in the first few minutes. We just got to fight through and make sure you get a lot of water.
Water helps the altitude, huh?
I mean, you just don't want to get dehydrated out there. You know,
right.
Playing long minutes. I mean, usually Denver, they play up and down style, too. So that's a hell of a time to walking the ball up the court. So you have to be ready for that. And like I said, no matter what type of hotel or flight or whatever, you have to be prepared for that.
I mean, you're sitting here looking at one of the great starts in NBA history. There's never been a better start through 38 games, 36-2. When's the last time anyone even brought that up to you?
Just now. That was the last time I've heard it. You know, we're playing every single day. We don't even think about, you know, what the record is, you know, what this means, historic or anything like that. You know, we just kind of go out there and do what we do. And I'm sure there'll be a point in time where, you know, we all look back at this and say, man, that was pretty cool what we did. But, you know, right now we're just trying to focus on the next game, you know, getting guys healthy and just trying to play the best basketball we can.
Here's how impressive the numbers are. I even mess them up sometimes. You're 30-2, 36 straight. No, wait, what do we got here? It's, yeah, they won 36 straight at home. That's what I wanted. It's the fourth longest streak in NBA history. It's pretty amazing. We have a little breaking NFL news that we have to get to, Harrison. Thank you for joining us as always, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, man, and go Raiders.
Thank you very much, Harrison. Go Raiders. He means it. When you held that up, it looked like the damn, that's so Button Vixen starts holding up 30-2. That is not a record.
No.
Can we get the breaking news sounder? 30-2.
That was the vote coming down from the NFL owners meeting. So Rams to LA with Chargers getting first crack through January 2016.
There you go. Rams relocate. Chargers. What do you mean get first
well,
crack?
Well, getting they have the option to go with Los Angeles. So read that.
All right.
Rams January 16th, 2017.
Chargers getting a first crack through January 16th, 2017, then the Raiders have preference. So you tell me this isn't over?
Well, they have a year to decide if they want to go to Los Angeles with the Rams in Inglewood.
Are you kidding me? This is not the end of the story.
Well, the Rams are officially headed to Los Angeles.
Right, but the Raiders now still have a might-be-moving option attached to this? You've got to be kidding. Hold on. Here it is.
That's according to Adam Schefter.
Rams to L.A. with Chargers getting a first crack through January 16th, 2017. So basically, a year from today, then the Raiders have preference?
The Chargers have a year to decide. If they decide not to move to Los Angeles, then the Raiders would have the option to make that decision at that time. But as of right now, they've taken away the relocation. They're not leaving this year. The Rams are officially going to Los Angeles.
I don't like it.
Damon, let's be clear. That tweet was sent out before the final vote came down. So
okay.
That was according to Schefter's sources. So I don't know if that's written up anywhere in this vote.
There are reports that USC, though, has said given an okay to two teams starting in 2016 at the Coliseum.
To come use the Coliseum. All right.
So they've given permission for two teams to start in 2016. But I think the most important thing is the Rams are moving to Los Angeles. There is an official team now headed to L.A.
Okay. Rams to L.A. Chargers got right of first refusal.
Basically.
And it seems like the burned, scorched earth that Dean Spanos has with San Diego means that it's pretty reasonable to expect here. But I don't want any more open doors. I don't want any more cracked windows. I don't want any more opportunities for the city of Oakland or Alameda or Mark Davis himself to not sit down and get to work on the Oakland solution. That's all I want. Oakland solution. Not, well, you know, in another year from now, if the Chargers spit the bit, we might still go to L.A. If the conversation ends with there's still a chance they might move to L.A., the conversation hasn't ended. And I hate that.
But with them leaving as a bowing out at this point, the NFL now may be inclined to make it happen for them in Oakland.
Why? Why would you be inclined to make anything happen in Oakland if you still got an eye on the L.A. treasure chest? This basically invites Mark Davis to twiddle his thumbs until the Chargers decide what they want. Oh, come on.
L.A. doesn't want him.
The Raiders might have withdrawn their request, but the NFL just left the door open, according to Schefter. Okay, let me bang my head against the wall during an entire commercial break, and we'll be back after this.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
How am I supposed to interpret this? The San Diego Chargers, verified San Diego Chargers Twitter account, just tweeted, helping a buddy moves, not my idea of a fun weekend. Did the San Diego Chargers just say, we ain't going to L.A.? Is that what they just said? Is that what that's supposed to mean?
It certainly implies that.
I mean, this is how multiple state shooting sprees occur. Are you serious now? So the Rams are going to Inglewood. The Chargers have a year to decide whether or not they want to join them. By the way, if you're moving to Los Angeles, you better do it lickety-split, because if you think you're going to feel like anything other than the other team in L.A., if you're the second team to L.A., you're out of your mind. And the Chargers, again, just tweeted, helping a buddy move? Not my idea of a fun weekend. What is that supposed to mean? Did the Chargers basically just say, up you, NFL? I don't even know how to interpret this. By the way, did the Chargers really tweet that? Because now I'm looking through the Charger timeline and I don't see it. Or maybe they deleted it.
They might have deleted it quickly.
Maybe they deleted
it's a
it
possibility.
Quickly.
Jason Lockenfor, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross said Raiders or Chargers get an additional $100 million toward a stadium if they remain where they are. So there are financial incentives to try to make it work within their respective cities, which is good news for Oakland.
Raiders or Chargers or both? Because I'm also seeing that the Chargers will now have a year to try to figure out something in San Diego as well.
They do.
Okay. Oh, wait. Apparently that tweet was from 2007. Okay, I don't even understand anything anymore. Let's take some calls. This doesn't feel like at the end of this, we close the book on the issue.
No, but it looks like we have another season of the Raiders here in Oakland.
Oh, good. So we have another year to dangle they might move in front of everybody? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, how about this? The Raiders might still be moving to L.A. if the Chargers don't. Does that make anybody feel better? Does that send the nation out for season tickets? Are we untarping Mount Davis with that news? No.
That's Corn Adam Schefter, though.
Andrew in Oakland. Andrew, what do you got?
Hey, Damon. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, why not? You know how you live in a condo and you have to pay into a condo association? Why don't all these professional sports teams take a small percentage of their profit, start putting it into funds so that they can borrow from their association when they need to build a stadium and not hold communities hostage. I think it's fine for utilities and so forth and roads, but they should just figure this out amongst themselves. They make billions and billions of dollars. And you would think that they could just create their own little condo association to fund their stadium.
Yeah. I mean, look, it sounds like a good plan to me. You know, if the NFL basically takes all of its profits and puts it into a pot, which they then all share, and from a TV standpoint, that is what happens. Yeah, I mean, look, there's no way the league has done an injustice by a team becoming more valuable. So you got to spend a little money to make a little money. People are saying, look, Damon, relax. The Chargers are moving to L.A. All right, well, let it happen then. You know, let it happen. I can't wait to hear the Dean Spanos, we're totally moving. Can't wait to be the Los Angeles Chargers. I mean, when that happens, I'll be good with everything. I'll be cool. I'll calm down then. We've got Mike Sando joining us at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to him about the latest from this vote. Bobby in Concord. How are you, Bobby?
Good, Damon. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, so, first of all, there's no way that Mark Davis is going to move out of Oakland. It's just not possible. The NFL does not want anything good to happen to the Raiders. They never have. And the only place I can see them moving now, like you said earlier, was San Antonio, which makes no sense at all other than San Antonio's colors match. And I think the Chargers really do want to move to L.A., which would take the Raiders right out of it. So unless the Raiders really just get lucky somehow, which I don't see happening, and I think they're staying in Oakland. And that would be great for Raiders fans.
But here's the thing. The last thing I need is another lame duck season. The last thing the Raiders need is another might be the last season of Raiders football. And until the Chargers say, we're going to Los Angeles, that's still the sword that's dangling over your neck. I got a guy here on Twitter wants to be Johnny Tough Guy. Damon, what happened? You've been telling us Raider fans how the team was leaving, and we were screwed for months now. F you. No, F you, because you still might be leaving. Okay? This is not over yet. It's not. I mean, if by the way, if I'm invited to San Diego, if I'm invited to Los Angeles, if I'm invited to Los Angeles, I'm accepting the invitation the minute the vote is over. The fact that the Chargers are still thinking about this, oh, and by the way, the only reason why you're not going to L.A. is because nobody wants to do business with you. By the way, we can still add the city of Oakland and Alameda to the people who don't want to do business with the Raiders. This doesn't... I don't know what to tell you. This doesn't feel like a conclusion. I want conclusion. I want the song to be over. I don't want to be waiting for the next track before whether or not I know we're dancing.
I mean, it does leave the door slightly open for sure.
So guess what? Whether or not you're moving to Los Angeles, Raiders fans, is still dependent on not your decision, but the decision of another team. You ain't even the co-pilot in your own trip. You're not even allowed. The Raiders think they're flying the plane. They're not even allowed in the cockpit. Charles Robinson. The compromise is Rams and Inglewood. Chargers can join or stay home for $100 million. And Chargers can join or stay home and get $100 million in funding. The Raiders stay home. They get $100 million in funding. Unfortunately, that's still not anywhere near what the Raiders need to get anything done here. I don't know what to tell you. I thought today was going to be like a victory lap for Raider fans. You're still like holed up in the starters blocks. We don't even know if the race has started yet. Can we do 12 more months of are they leaving? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be great? 12 more months of, geez, I don't know. When is it up to the Chargers to reach their decision? Are they on some sort of clock? Here's the clock you're on. You will always be the second team to L.A. if you are the second team to L.A. You got to show up ready to do business day one with the Rams.
Well, and they'll probably pursue that quickly if that's their intention because, they don't want the Rams to be there without them for a full year.
Jordan in San Jose. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in because everyone calling in stipulating, like, oh, there's no way they can move, like, sound like street lawyers. I mean, it's completely still possible at this point, and it would have been better off if we did go to L.A. because at least we've been done over with. We know what's happening. Like you said, wait and see. Who knows what's going to happen?
Anyone who is interpreting this as we now have conclusion is not interpreting this correctly. We now have...
We have some time, basically, but no conclusion.
Jeez.
But we do have a team in Los Angeles now.
The Los Angeles Rams. Somebody called Jim Everett. Somewhere Flipper Anderson just did a fist pump. Or a flipper pump, since it's Flipper Anderson. If you're on hold, please be patient. We're going to get to you as soon as we're done talking with Mike Sando from ESPN.com. He covers the NFL. And boy, we got NFL stuff to talk about here on 95.7 The Game.
The Game.